This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a beautiful little practice that a sharecropper used to bring to Rav Yanai, a basket of fruit every Friday. How nice. Now, the word used for basket is a kanta. What exactly does a kanta look like, I wonder? So there are a few possibilities. The word kanta may be derived from the word kana, which is, of course, a Semitic word, a Hebrew word. It means reed, and most baskets were made of reeds. Alternatively, it may come from the Greek word kanetion, which refers to a basket also made of reeds, or the kanun, which is a ritual basket, typically carried on the head. In fact, the Greeks had a word for this, the kanaphoros, which means the one who carries the kanun. And they have lots of artwork. Here's some interesting pictures from an article published by Linda Jones Rokos. It's called The Kanaphoros and Her Festival Mantle in Greek Art. And it was published by the American Journal of Archaeology in 1995. And you can see here that some of these baskets, which were typically carried by women, it's a kanaphoros is usually a woman, worn on her head like this. This one seems to be made of clay, not only the figurine, but the actual object itself seems to be made of clay, but it has kind of like a reed-like motif on the top. This one, I have no idea what it's made of, but it is huge. I can only imagine the neck muscles on that woman carrying that massive, it looks like a stone bracelet, or it looks like a stone thing or something. But here is an interesting kind of ritual form where it looks less like a basket and more like kind of a platter with decorative walls to it, right? So it's fascinating how it's got like open spaces, and that's actually fairly common. You can see another example of it here where it's meant to be a decorative kind of formal, way to serve this special offering, but not just a simple basket of reeds. Maybe that's why the Gemara uses a special word to distinguish it from, let's say, a sal, which would be a common word for a basket. At any rate, I don't know, but I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.